Well, good morning, everyone. I trust you are well. We're living in interesting times, aren't we? Unprecedented times. Some of you may remember some of the outcome of living through the war and other difficult times like recessions and so on and so forth. But I remember living through and leading Lee Abbey through the time of foot and mouth, and some of the things that we needed to do and think about, and some of the things that were going on in the nation at the time. But I don't recall a time like this when we've all been encouraged to restrict and limit, even go without social contact. So anyway, I trust you're well, and we're thinking as a leadership about how we can continue to help each other, support each other, pray for each other, how we can continue to meet together, as it were. I'm reminded of the scripture that says, let us not give up the habit of meeting together, but let us encourage one another all the more, especially as we see the day of Jesus approaching. So we're living in interesting times. Over the last few weeks and months, I've been preparing alongside the diaconate to present a vision for the church for the next few years, what we've called Vision 2020. Of course, these plans were thwarted by the events of recent weeks and not least by the press conference given by the Prime Minister yesterday, which made from where I was sitting some very sober and indeed somber listening. I was reminded of the Proverbs 16, verse 9, which says, humans make their plans, but the Lord direct their path. The Lord directs their path. Perhaps more of that at another point. But it does remind me that even as I share some thinking about vision for the future of the church, that we must all submit our plans and visions and good ideas to the Lord and pray that the chaff will be blown away, but what is of him will remain and will be fruitful. Nevertheless, we have important and I believe exciting things to share with the fellowship of Seer Green Baptist Church. So we're planning on utilising various media to pass on news, to keep us connected, to keep us looking forward in faith and hope and trust, and to keep us thinking and praying and talking together about the exciting things that God has prepared for us. Depending on your point of view, these things are either challenging or exciting days in which to be living as a Christian. This virus has forced us to do things differently. But for years, some say decades, the church has been faced with the need to do things differently, but has too often been too slow or in some cases completely failed to produce the necessary change because we've not understood or appreciated the urgency of it. We've not seen the challenges we face as a matter of life and death. But in fact, some of the challenges the church has failed to face have been terminal, resulting in the death and closure of many churches around the country. Change, in order to meet the challenge of contemporary culture, is the essence of the vision I want to share with you. In fact, I see it much more positively than that. I see it as change in order to meet the many and various opportunities that lie before us. I wonder what you think. Let me share the essence of the vision with you and invite you to pray about it and discuss it together in whatever form you're able to do, and discuss it with me too. Perhaps send me an email or give me a phone call and we can talk about it. I'm going to share this in a few parts so that it's more digestible. In this first section, I want to lay the big picture of the vision in just a few minutes. In a further section, I will explore how we need to reconsider and probably adapt two specific aspects of our church family life, namely our meeting together on Sundays and our outreach programme, both of which will be foundational to the implementation of this new vision if we choose to adopt it. I will develop this further in a third section when I make some suggestions about what our monthly Sunday programme could look like if we sensed together that this is the way the Holy Spirit is leading us. And then in a fourth section, I will share about how we will need to develop a new leadership structure in order to support these things that we're considering. Firstly, then, let me begin by sharing the big picture of this new vision that I want us to consider together. As you will know, our church's stated vision is to be a fruitful community. Obviously, this plays on the idea that our church was built on a former cherry orchard. We're called to be fruitful in different ways, aren't we? You and I are called to be fruitful people. In John 15, verse 8, Jesus said, "This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." So you and I are called to be fruitful in our own lives. In the parable of the unfruitful fig tree in Luke 13, verse 16 to 9. Please do look it up. I'm not going to read it now for the sake of time, but please do look it up as you have time. But in that passage, Jesus shows us that he expects his people to be fruitful in their life together, in their work and in their witnessing to him in the world. And in the account of the miraculous catch of fish in John 21, you know the one where the disciples have been out fishing all night, but caught nothing. And in the morning, after his resurrection, Jesus stands on the seashore and says to them, "Cast your nets on the other side of the boat." And when they did, they caught 153 fish, John records. And in that reading, Jesus shows us that he expects us to be fruitful in being fishers of people, reaching others with the good news of Jesus and bringing them into his kingdom. So we need to be fruitful in our own lives. We need to be fruitful in our life together as a church. And we need to be fruitful. Jesus expects fruitfulness from our outreach work, from our work of mission, of sharing the good news of Jesus with others. And the vision I want to share with you is that we, Sear Green Baptist Church, should move from thinking about being a fruitful community to develop into a church of smaller, fruitful communities. Put simply, a church where the focus is primarily on the ministry and mission of small groups, which make up the whole. This is in contrast to the way most churches think and the way we tend to organise ourselves at the moment, which is about the main event, about when we come together on Sundays. In some ways, the vision that I want to share with you now turns that on its head, that we become a church of smaller, fruitful communities. I'll unwrap it in more detail in a moment, but in essence, the vision, the big picture of the vision, is to remain one church, but one church which has different branches and where each branch bears a different variety of fruit. This is a bit like the picture of the grafted tree, which we've been familiar with, which is one tree, but which supports five different grafts, which produce five different varieties of apple. So that, in simple terms, is the big picture of the vision that I want to share with you, and we as deacons want to share with you, that we become a church of small communities, one church, many branches, a variety of fruit. In the next section, I want to share with you some of the things that I think we will need to implement if we want to develop a church of small groups. This will include, firstly, to develop a new framework of meeting together. Secondly, to develop fresh expressions of mission. And thirdly, to develop a new leadership structure. But I'll leave it there for now. I'll give you an opportunity to digest some of that, to perhaps do some of those readings that I mentioned earlier, and to perhaps to begin to think through, what do you think about what God is saying to us as a church?